Chapter 40. As evening shadows gathered, a meeting was held on the deck. By unanimous decision, they voted to sail the newly named vessel on a voyage that would fulfil Mordi's mission. Both Gorath and Cilixa were enthralled at the thought of seeing Salamandaston, that fortress of legendary badger lords. There was no lack of volunteers for the trip. Every beast wanted to go. The next 3 days were spent profitably. Foraging parties scoured the woodland for food supplies, whilst Gowsham shrews and otters cleaned the ship from stem to stern, eradicating all trace of vermin habitation and making Eulalia ship-shape for the coming adventure. Rangvald proved to be quite artistic, obliterating the name Bloodgullet and installing the new title skilfully. Many suggestions were put forward as to who should captain the Eulalia. Skipper Roach, Barbola and Logalog Osbill were all well-favoured capable beasts. However, it was Cilixa who settled the matter. Both she and Gorath nominated Orquil Prink. This was enthusiastically seconded by Mordi and Rangval. On the evening before they sailed, Rangval whispered to Mordi as he watched Orquil swaggering around the deck.
"Sure, and will you look at the bold little hog there? Faith, you'd think he was a captain born to the command. I wonder where he found those floppy owl sea boots, a big feathery hat."
Mordi stifled a giggle, saluting the young hedgehog as he strolled by.
"Good evening, Captain Orquil. Looking forward to the jolly old morrow, what?
Orquil waved a paw nonchalantly.
"One voyage is much like another, you know."
The floppy hat fell over his eyes, and he tripped as the sword came loose, dangling between his outrageous boots. He stumbled, fell, and bounced back upright, all in the one movement. Orquil glared at both of his friends, as if daring them to laugh.
"Rivers are a bit choppy tonight. Watch how ye go."
Rangvald stared over the side at the river moss, which was as still as a mill pond. He nodded.
"You're right, Captain. I'll take first watch in case those waves come a-washing over the sides and sink us."
The young hedgehog nodded officiously.
"Right, Mr. Rangvald. I'll be in me cabin if you need me. Good night to ye both."
Trying to control the sword, boots and hat, he staggered off to the stern. Cilixa and Gorath joined Mordi and Rangval, watching their new captain's progress. Gorath smiled fondly.
"I owe my freedom to that one. He's learned a lot since we first met."
The gentle badger maid clasped her big companion's paw.
"I think we've all learned a lot, don't you?"
Mordi interrupted.
"Aye, friend, we have. And we're all young enough to learn more, what?